This Church of Christ man, he said, Thurman, would you come down and pray for me? He'd been up here several times. He said, I'm down with pneumonia, and I'm in ICU. He said, they're supposed to let me out tomorrow. I said, can you come down and pray for me? I told him, okay, I'll come down there. 3-hour drive down there. So I get in my car the next day, and I drive all the way down there, and I get there, and they've just taken him out of ICU and put him in a room. I walk in, and I'm talking to him. And the nurse walks in, and she checks his blood pressure. She puts the thing around his arm, pumps it up and everything, and when it comes down, I see the thing stop on 135. She said, Charlie, your blood pressure is extremely high. We're going to have to probably put you on some kind of medication to lower your blood pressure. I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, you go to church? Well, yes. I said, you ever seen God do a miracle? She kind of looked at me and kind of laughed and said, no. I said, how would you like to see him do one? She laughed, started to walk off. And I said, no, I'm serious. I reached up and laid in my house. I said, what's his blood pressure supposed to be? She said, about 70 on the low number. I reached up and laid my hands on him. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command Charlie's heart and arteries and veins and everything to be perfect and his blood pressure to be about 70. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, now check him. You'll get to see your first miracle. She looked at me and rolled her eyes and said, come on. Started to walk out. Charlie said, ma'am, please, please, will you check it for me one more time? She said, Charlie, I just checked it. It was 135 and it's not going to lower in 1 minute. I said, ma'am, you don't know God very well, do you? She kind of laughed at me. I said, check it. Charlie said, please. Okay, Charlie, I'll check it for you one more time. I'm wasting my time, but I'll do it. She wrapped it around his arm, pumped it up, and started coming down, and it stopped on 72. That's about 70, isn't it? I'm telling you, the little tears, I looked at her, and the tears immediately were running off her eyes, all the way down off her cheeks. I looked her right in the face, and I said, ma'am, you can't say you hadn't seen God do a miracle now, can you? She said, I have never seen anything like this in my life. Why had she never seen anything like that in her life? Because she had not met the criteria here of putting him first. When you put him first, you get to see him do some wonderful things, don't you, Randy? Hey, your life's changed a little in the last 2 years, hasn't it? A little bit. A little bit. Randy now knows, after 26 years of sickness and 3 or 4 seizures a week for all those years, even with the medication, that when he came to Jesus and got his sins repented of, and had the prayer of faith prayed over him, and then threw away all the medicine like Jesus throwed it away, and for 2 years has not had one single seizure. Which one of those two you think's best? I know which one's best. The one without the medicine and no seizures, right, Randy? I've seen lots of people healed of epilepsy. With Jesus, all you got to do is repent of your sins and walk holy before him. That's all it takes. He says there, if you will put him first, he will bless your food and your water, and I will take how much sickness away from you? I will take all sickness away from you. Now, when it says all, how much does that leave you? Hey, that's the way I read it too, brother. So if all means all, it means all, right? So if we're sick and afflicted, what's the problem? We got some kind of sin somewhere, right? We are not doing what the King requires. Now, if you do what God says, He'll bless you. He'll bless your socks off. Now then, Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Actually, I guess I'll read verse 14 in the NLT first. It says, you will be blessed if these people do everything God told them to do. He says in verse 14, you will be blessed above all nations of the earth. None of your men or women will be childless. And all your livestock will bear young. Now, all this is based on obedience. And in verse 15, and the Lord will protect you from all sickness. In the NLT, that's what it says. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will bring them all on your enemies. The Lord will protect you from all sickness if you obey him. Is that what he said? You know, I was amazed here a while back. I was speaking at a place where there was several PhDs. Now, one of the PhDs come to me and he said, Thurman Scrivener, of course, you know, I don't have a PhD. You know, I praise God. I didn't go to a seminary and get a PhD. I just was trained by Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But he come to me and he said, Thurman Scrivener, he said, you're too involved in this healing stuff. He said, salvation is much more important than healing. I said, well, now I'm going to have to agree with you that salvation is very, very important. But I said, if you're saved and you're sick, healing is very important. I said, if you're sick and down and need to be healed and you're laying there in the bed dying and the doctor's told you that you got a tumor or you're fixing to go blind or whatever the situation is, I'm telling you, if you were that little boy, of course, the other day that Rosemary called that little six-year-old boy, how old are you, son? He's eight? Okay, so a little boy just about like this little guy sitting right here. Oh, he can't see out of the right eye either, huh? But this little boy, I don't remember which eye it was, but a little boy just like that little guy right there stuck that knife in his eye. And if it hadn't been for Rosemary and her faith, that little boy today would be blind in that eye. But because of a woman of faith, I should say as because of a Christian of faith, any Christian should have been able to get that prayer done. Right, Sharon? Any one of us, as children of God, if we're putting God first and doing what he says, any one of us as children of God should have been able to pray that prayer of faith for that little boy and see the king heal that eye. You know what Rosemary told me after that, after the Lord done that mighty miracle for her? She told me one day, just we were here, sitting here talking, and she said, Pastor, there's something I got to tell you. You don't know. I said, okay, a lot of things I don't know, I'm sure, but go ahead and tell me. She said, I have never, ever, ever submitted to a man, and that's probably why I'm not married. You know, that's probably why my marriage didn't last, is because I didn't know what submission was. And I'm going to tell you, that's why a lot of Christian marriages fail, because the wife does not know her role. They will not submit to the man. You know, they're going to run the show, and it's going to cost most of them their marriage. You know, so that's just the way life is, you know. But I know a lot of women that fit into that criteria. They will not submit to their husband. Of course, the man will not submit to God either, so we're both on level ground. You know, both of us are in disobedience. But she told me, she said, I virtually never saw a prayer answered until one day I heard you speak on submission to authority. She said, I'll come up to you, and I told you, I said, I have never submitted to a man, but as my pastor, I will submit to you in all things you ask me to do. Whatever you ask me to do, I will submit to you under your authority as a man of God and my employer and as my pastor. Okay, I didn't think I would have ever asked her to do anything she'd had a problem submitting to anyway, but she made that decision and she verbalized it and she said, the very minute I made that confession, God started answering almost every prayer I pray He started answering my prayers beyond my wildest dreams. Isn't it amazing how she submitted to authority? And that's a requirement from God. That's why that a lot of us men don't ever get our prayer answered, because we don't submit to the king. We're going to do it my way. I'm not going to ask you, God. I'm going to do it my way. He said, oh, okay. You can do it your way and fail if you want to. Go ahead. I did that too many years, didn't we, J.C.? Yeah. Yes, we definitely. Now we're submitting to the king and asking his advice in everything, or trying to anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We want to submit to the Lord. He says, and the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but He will bring them on all your enemies. Now, your enemies are going to be sick. There is another verse here in the last one in that chapter, chapter 7. These were things that caused these people to be sick, and it can still do the same thing to us today. It says, do not bring any detestable object into your home, for then you will be set apart for destruction just like them. You must utterly detest such things as they are set apart for destruction. One thing I can tell you today that you bring into your home that is set apart for destruction. And it's the television today. The television programs that are there, I don't see hardly any TV programs that bring any kind of glory to God. We have a television in our home. I don't even remember the last time it was turned on. But I do know that the last time it was turned on, it was connected to a Christian satellite, and that's all that you could get. That's the only thing our television is hooked to. You couldn't get anything else if you wanted to. But the only reason I know a little bit about what's on television, Cheryl and I travel quite a bit, once or twice a month anyway, and we go out of town, and when we do, we usually stay in a hotel.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.